This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur. The talks covered political, defence and security cooperation, trade and investment, digital economy, energy, education, tourism and regional issues. On the second and final day of Prime Minister Modi's visit to Malaysia, the two sides committed to work on 16 agreements and engagements across different sectors, including disaster management, audiovisual co-production, combating and preventing corruption, and semiconductors. The Prime Minister, who was on his third official visit to Malaysia and his first since ties were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership, highlighted that cooperation between India and Malaysia is growing and both sides will deepen collaboration in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, health and food security. He noted that the CEO forum has opened new opportunities for trade and investment.
Hum apne yuvaon ke beech university exchange, startup connect aur skill development ke avsar bhi badha rahe hain. हमारे बढ़ते संबंधों को सपोर्ट करने के लिए हम मलेशिया में नया कॉन्सुलेट भी खोलने जा रहे हैं.
Prime Minister Modi also said India remains committed to ASEAN centrality and congratulated Malaysia on its championship. Beg your pardon, on its chairmanship of ASEAN. The India-Malaysia joint statement released after the talks reaffirmed the commitment of both sides to further expand the comprehensive strategic partnership. The two leaders agreed to enhance trade and expand cooperation in priority sectors including infrastructure, renewable energy, advanced manufacturing, semiconductors and digital technologies. The joint statement also noted the formalization of the Malaysia-India Digital Council to advance cooperation in the semiconductor ecosystem, digital public infrastructure, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence and fintech. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said ideology-driven governance under the BJP has transformed states which were once considered backward, including Chhattisgarh. Speaking at the valedictory session of organizers, conclave titled Chhattisgarh at 25, Shifting the Lens, Security, Prosperity and Stability in Nawaraipur, Mr. Shah said after its formation, Chhattisgarh witnessed significant development during 15 years of BJP rule. Mr. Shah said, recently the President of the European Union said, when India is stable, the entire world becomes secure and stable. Mr. Shah said, once a stronghold of Naxal violence, Chhattisgarh has now become a symbol of development under the BJP's double-engine government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi for her victory in the elections to the House of Representatives. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries plays a vital role in enhancing global peace, stability and prosperity. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that Takaichi's able leadership will take India-Japan friendship to greater heights. The government has invited comments from the public and stakeholders on draft income tax rules and forms 2026. Comments can be sent till the 22nd of this month on the official portal of Income Tax. The Income Tax Office informed that draft rules are in public domain. It said that this move aims to promote transparency and ensure a participative and effective rulemaking process. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today virtually inaugurated the Siuri Road Overbridge, Kumarpur Road Overbridge and flagged off a new Asansol-Bokaro train service in West Bengal. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw said, these projects mark a significant step towards strengthening rail infrastructure, enhancing safety and improving regional connectivity in the state. The minister highlighted that this year, 14,205 crore rupees have been allocated for railway in West Bengal, which is more than three times than the average allocation between 2009 to 2014. In shooting, India's Arjun Babuta and Ilavanil Valarivan set a world record and a championship record on their way to winning gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship 2026 in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.